Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We got ourselves a weekend, ladies and gentlemen. The final weekend of the baseball season. The Yankees are even but behind the Toronto Blue Jays. That's how I want to define it. They're even with them, but they're truly behind. They need to pick up a game. If they pick up a game on the Toronto Blue Jays, the New York Yankees will win the American League East and likely be the number one seed. And remember, the Yankees have never lost a playoff series in the Aaron Boone era in which they've had home field advantage. The Mets situation, they secured a huge victory last night. I did sweat a little bit when it got to 8-5, but the Mets did win, and they go into the weekend controlling their future. As long as they don't lose a game to the Cincinnati Reds over the weekend, the New York Mets go to the postseason. Or don't lose two games to the Arizona Diamondbacks. They have a one-game lead on Cincinnati, but it's truly a one-game lead because a tie goes to Cincy. They have a two-game lead on Arizona, truly a two-game lead because the tie goes to Arizona. Three games against Miami. More on that as the show rolls on. But before we get back to your calls, something concerning. And you tell me, Teak, as a former player, but also, I admit, a former player that played, how do I say this without making you sound old? Hold on.
A long-ass time ago?
A long-ass time ago.
There you go.
You don't really have to deal as much with an issue that may be arising in the Giant locker room. As we know, the Giants made the decision to go to Jackson Dart and didn't tell us. And then Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport had a tweet, and then the next day, they made it official.
Yes.
It came out that same day when Giant players were asked about, hey, how'd you find out? They all universally said social media. Take a listen to what Dan Duggan is kind of figuring out from the Giant locker room concerning this.
Okay. Interesting vibe in the locker room this week. Players like Jackson Dart, but I didn't get the sense the quarterback change is being viewed as some rallying cry. Theme from a number of players is that it's a business and you can never be surprised by anything. It didn't sit well with players that news broke on social media during their off day on Tuesday. They were getting texts from family and friends informing them of the quarterback change. One player said, coaches obviously knew the change was coming Monday, so it could have been announced in a team meeting then. Others said they could have waited until Wednesday to announce it. When Dable was asked about the news breaking on social media Tuesday, quote, world we live in.
What are your thoughts on that? Would that have bothered you?
A bunch of bitches. Calm down. Seriously. What the hell are you talking about? It is a business. Seriously. Dave's decided to handle this the way that he did because he didn't want to upset Russell Wilson and create some kind of argument or disruption in the locker room. So he waited until he had conversations with Russell Wilson and Jackson Dart. And then it comes out because that's how everything happens in the NFL. Nobody can hold their water in this league anymore. Every little thing that's about any organization, it's always leaked to somebody. It always is. So social media is such a massive part of our lives and our sports. Of course you're going to hear it first on social media. Dave can't call a team meeting on a Tuesday when you're out doing it, whatever you're doing with your girlfriend or whatever. It is what it is. So calm the hell down. You've lived this life your entire life, all of these you know, millennials, whatever the hell they are right now. Like, chill out. Like, the way that's written is kind of snarky, and I don't know. It's actually making the Giant players sound like they're soft-minded.
Well, I think the term is little bitches.
Yes. And I don't appreciate that from how you're trying to characterize the Giants players. Trust me, they don't care that much. They're caring about themselves. They're not feeling for Russ and, oh, my feelings are hurt. You didn't tell me the quarterback was getting bitched. Shut the hell up. Seriously? I think I'm just hearing this the wrong way, but that's a terrible characterization of the Giants team by Dan Duggan. I know what he's trying to do, trying to sow some discontent, but that's just stupid to me. You play with whoever's on the field in front of you, period. It's not your decision. Like, you might have a preference for one guy, but it's not your decision.
I got to hand it to you. I disagreed with you, and usually, like, if you convince me I'm wrong, it takes a few minutes. As soon as you said little bitches, I was convinced already. I was like, damn, I think I'm wrong about this one. I think Tiki's right. So the players have to just live in the world we live in, which
is what it is.
Get over it.
Yeah. Everything that we find out about anything in sports, or really the world, happens on social media. And you weren't around.
Yeah, you weren't
there on a Tuesday.
I go through the logistics of this. So on Monday, Brian Daboll does his press conference. We aired part of it, at least right after. Right. On the air at about 2:30.
Clearly, there was something up.
Clearly, they're making a quarterback change, right? Because
yes.
He says, got to review the tape. Right. But I'm going to take him at his word. They reviewed the tape. So now on Monday afternoon, he's watching the tape.
Guys are gone.
Right, they're gone on Monday. He's talking to everybody. And I'm going to say Monday night, because he's just watched a lot of tape, we got to go to Jackson Dart.
Yes.
Is that fair to say?
That's exactly right.
And based on that timeline, he probably first calls Russell Wilson,
right? Of course.
But even before Jackson Dart.
Right. And then has a conversation all day Tuesday, as we were talking about at the beginning of our show, for 10 hours with Jackson Dart.
And where are the players on Tuesday?
They're at home. They're doing whatever. Unless they're getting treatment, they're not at the facility.
So there isn't like an official anything on Tuesday?
No.
So then
the only way it can officially happen, and you're not having that official team meeting on Monday. You go with your position coach. You watch the game film. Maybe there's a quick team meeting, but like, you don't have an official team meeting again until Wednesday morning.
Right. So the only way you could really inform the entire team if it's important is a gigantic group chat.
Yes.
Like a really, really massive group chat.
Right.
But the other problem is, and this is, I brought this up to you the other day, and I was talking to Chris Bisignano, who does, there's a lot of Giant podcasts. Mm-hmm. He does Giants Insider. You do one Giant Step. You do Talking Giants.
That's right.
I'll rank them at the end of the season.
Mm. Inconvenient Bluth.
But Bisignano made a great point to me, because I said on the air to you, man, what's the rush for the Giants to leak this? And Chris is like, I think it's the agents.
Oh, well,
and I'm like, damn it, he's right.
You're right. There's 100%.
Like, Russell
Wilson.
So if
you have a problem, go talk to Russell Wilson's agent.
Right, and that's like natural.
Or Jackson Dart's agent.
Right.
Who's just giddy for his client to be the man.
That's true.
Like, don't have this passive-aggressive nonsense towards your coach because he didn't tell us in a team meeting. We found out on social media. Like, seriously, you sound like a bunch of bitches if that's how they actually, like, responded to this. So I'm actually going to give the players the benefit of the doubt and assume this is just a writer trying to be dramatic.
Okay.
Can we draw some parallels to last year with the situation with Daniel Jones, where players were unhappy at how that went down, and then Tommy DeVito faced the Bucs. They got blown out and players' heads weren't in the game. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like they're putting Jackson Dart in the same situation,
yeah,
Teague, where maybe players are not going to...
Hold on. The difference is that happened on Friday, bro. On Friday, they made the decision, and they cut Daniel Jones. So, decision to start Tommy DeVito, Daniel Jones cut on a Friday. Of course, your head's not going to be in the game. He's been your starting quarterback for 6 years.
That's very different.
It's so different.
Yeah, it's different,
and
because
everybody loves Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Right? Even if you were frustrated with him as a quarterback, everybody, to a man in that organization, from Jose, who
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Who is the who cleans the place to the owner, right? Everybody loved Daniel Jones. And then one day he's there, the next day he's gone. He's
yeah, cut. Like the Giants' heads not being in the game because they're sad they found out information a day too late is far different than, hey, our boy just got released. We're heartbroken.
But what right. about some of the players that have been around for a while? Now this is another situation where they're frustrated. There's already been some reports that Dexter Lawrence is frustrated. Darius Slayton, we know, is frustrated. So, okay, some of the new guys, Scadaboo, Carter, they might not be frustrated. But if you've been here for a while...
Frustrated by what? Not getting the information a day earlier?
It's just another log on the fire of the frustration. Like, oh, see, remember last year, now this. Like, it's just adding up. It's another situation where they're frustrated with the way either Brian Daboll or the organization mm-hmm. handled the quarterback situation. So it has that, like, long-term effect on them. And maybe they don't bring it on Sunday, and you're putting your rookie out there against a great team.
Or you just be a professional and do your job. Worry about what you need to worry about.
And when you lay
out... you can
out,
have an opinion,
yeah,
but do your job.
But also, when you lay out... because I forget about this. When you lay out, okay, on Monday they're doing this, on Tuesday they're not even there. Again, other than a really gigantic group chat, how are you telling the team right. about a change you made?
An email.
You know, so a mass email?
Yeah, mass
and then
email.
It gets forwarded yeah. to somebody else, and then the next thing you know, it's leaked. And but there's no easy way to do it in today's society because...
Team meeting is the only way to do it.
Doing it in person is the only way you can
That's
do
the
it.
Only way to do something
and there
like that.
No opportunity to do it in person.
But what's going on with these leaks? Because they leaked, obviously, the quarterback change.
It's all
change.
Intentional, dude.
But what about the Rappaport one with the 10-hour meeting? Like, what's the point of leaking that about the 10-hour meeting with Dart and
no
Daboll?
Idea.
I just don't understand,
no
like, who can benefit
always,
from that?
Always look, and I play this game all the time. It's a fun game, Tommy. This will keep you up at night. Whenever there's a leak, ask yourself who benefits from it, right?
Yeah.
You just did. So in the case of who leaked that the Giants are benching Russell Wilson for Jackson Dart, between Bisignano and you just saying it, Jackson Dart's agent. Like, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Now, as far as the 10-hour meeting is concerned, I don't know. Like, is that a Daboll leak? Like, ooh, I'm working so hard. Is that a Dart leak? Ooh, I'm working so hard.
But...
I don't know, but I think anytime there is a leak, whether it's in the Giant organization, the Jet organization, or anywhere, you always have to look at, all right, who does this actually benefit? And I think the 10-hour meeting was just more interesting to me than it was making anybody look good.
Right. It doesn't mean anything.
It really doesn't. Like, even at the beginning of the show.
It's nonsense.
it's nonsense that we can argue about for fun. Like, boy, that studying can make you stupider.
Right.
So that one's weird, but I think anytime there's a leak, you always try to figure out, well, why did that happen? Right. Anyhow.
It's a new tariff on Timbuktu.
That's what it is. That's right. Here's what I learned. If you're whining and complaining about not knowing about the quarterback move, you're a whiny little bitch.
You guys drive me freaking insane.
That's what I learned. Let's go to Vito in Franklin Square. What's up, Vito?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up,
love
dude?
The show. Loyal listener. Kiki is why I love you as a player, just for that attitude that you have right now.
Thank you.
You know, you just, it is what it is, man. Let's do what we got to do. I love it. Longtime Giant fan. So, what does success look like for Dart? I mean, if he goes out and has a good game, but they still lose, or you know, the same thing happens the next game. Like, I'm a little confused at the move. I personally thought they should have went with the backup. I can't think of his name right now.
Here's what I've learned: Giant fans have forgotten the quarterback's names, not named
right.
Jackson Dart.
Hey. Because they're not Giants.
What's success look like for Jackson Dart?
A win. I mean, being honest,
yeah.
A win.
Yeah.
Who cares if he looks good or doesn't look ready or whatever? Just find a way to win the game.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what the good young quarterbacks that are coming in this league are doing and getting their fan bases and their teams and their organizations behind them. They're finding ways to win.
Absolutely.
Even if it's ugly as you know what.
I gave a stat prediction for Jackson Dart about 25 minutes ago, and it wasn't good, right? 9 for 22, 95 yards. They did have some big rushing yards. If they win the game 13-10 with the numbers I just gave, Jackson Dart had a good Sunday. I hate to be basic, but I totally agree with you, Teak. That's success. But I do think that Dart having a successful run looks different than Daboll having a successful run.
Right.
He needs the wins more, but ultimately winning games in the NFL is, that's it.
I do have some rather, I guess, breaking news related to what we're discussing. Our buddy Art Stapleton just got done speaking with Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart has told him he did not meet with Brian Daboll for 10 hours on Tuesday. But he was at the facility for 10 hours on Tuesday.
Oh, wait, who told you that about an hour and 15 minutes ago?
Tiki.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, I mean, you're welcome. Oh, you're not thanking me. Thank you, Tiki. Yes. Yeah, so that was too good to be true rap. Joe is in Wontaw. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. What's up?
Well, first time, long time. Tiki, I just have to tell you a quick story. So my brother... and his wife, they moved down to Charlottesville a couple years ago, and I absolutely fell in love with the place. I became a diehard. I've been a diehard Giants fan my entire life, a diehard now Virginia Cavaliers fan. You did the voiceover for the game plan against Florida State.
Yeah, man.
Gave me chills. It was unbelievable. You did an unbelievable job with
Thank
that.
You. I appreciate
so psyched
that,
for the game
Joe.
Tonight.
I just can't
you
believe
did an
it's
unbelievable
been,
job.
I just can't believe it's 30 years ago.
Crazy.
30 years. Crazy. I just became like a diehard Virginia Cavaliers fan like 4 years ago. I go to a game every year now. I drive down from Long Island. I'm a diehard Giants fan going to the game on Sunday. Excited for Dart's first start, but really excited for the game tonight. I'm going to have the Mets on TV1, Virginia Cavaliers versus Florida State on TV2. You did an awesome, awesome job. I hope they honor you well tonight, and I hope for who's win tonight.
Thank you, man.
There you go. By the way, want to play a new game?
Go ahead.
It's a good new game. It's called the Bob Game. It's called the Bob Game. If the New York Mets don't make the playoffs, you know what they are?
Bunch of bitches.
If the New York Yankees don't go on a deep postseason run, do you know what they are?
Bunch of bitches.
Hey, Brewers, if you don't help us this weekend, do you know what you are?
Bunch of bitches.
The Brooklyn Nets?
Bunch of bitches.
Mike Brown?
Bunch of bitches.
Hey.
Hey, that was not
Come
right.
Come on, he just got here.
Ryan Clark?
Bunch of bitches.
Who else should we make fun of here?
Frank the Tank?
Bunch of bitches.
What? Hold on.
Who is
on.
That reporter who made the Giant players look dopey?
Dan Duggan.
Dan Bunch Duggan! Giant beat reporters.
Bunch of bitches.
Brian Daboll's coaching staff.
Bunch of bitches.
This is fun. It's called the Bob Game.
The Mets. Bunch of bitches.
Oh, the Mets had to go twice? Come on.
Sean Morash.
Bunch of bitches.
Positive Tommy.
Bunch of bitches.
Evan Roberts.
Bunch of bitches.
Boomer Esiason.
Bunch of bitches.
Gio.
Bunch of bitches.
The Midday Show.
Bunch of bitches.
Keith McPherson.
Bunch of bitches.
Big Mac.
Bunch of bitches.
That's a lot of fun. By the way.
It fits perfectly.
By the way, I am so pissed off. I'm not pissed off. That's not the right word. I had such an ordeal this morning because of freaking Giannotti.
Why? What did he do?
He doesn't even know what he did. So I went to sleep last night. It was another just stupid night. I stayed up. I'm watching all the baseball. I'm doing the Rico. You got this ready? I'm doing everything. I wake up early to take my kids to school, and I put on my guys. And Gio says something, and I'm like, what the heck? Did I just misimagine my entire night? Take a listen to this.
The Yankees are in. The Yankees celebrated. The Yankees obviously did not win last night. Sometimes you get that little bit of a hangover situation after you clinch and you celebrate, which is fine.
So,
and they still have an opportunity, of course, over the weekend to overtake the Toronto Blue Jays and win the AL East, which I believe they will do.
All right. So I hear that, and I'm like, wait a second. I watched the Yankee game. So I freak out. I go pull out my iPad, and I'm like, wait a second. Did they lose?
No, they definitely won.
They
Was
won.
He talking about didn't win the division?
No, I think he thought they lost the game. But here's the other thing.
Huh?
Gio screwed up, and that happens. It's like me yesterday screwing up with the tap room. When I got angry when I messed up the tap room, I messed up. I got pissed at Sean. Sean's sitting right there. Why don't you tell me you're mispronouncing the name? My issues with right. Boomer. What is Boomer's thumb up his rear end?
Oh, he's probably searching something on Twitter.
He's distracted. How about Boomer say, no, they won last night. So, yeah, that was like a five-minute ordeal where I was checking my phone. And the Yankees did win last night, I think.
Yes.
Despite the hangover, they won.
they overcame it, that's for sure. We care about Jackson Dart. Locally, we care about the decision to start Jackson Dart. Nationally, it's Russell Wilson, Russell Wilson, Russell Wilson's legacy, Russell Wilson this. And so last night, I found it interesting on Thursday Night Football, two pretty good players, one Hall of Famer, one thinks he's a Hall of Famer, giving very strong opinions about Russell Wilson. And it led me to realize everyone seems to hate him. Let's start with Tony Gonzalez, who's actually never offered an opinion. So this is historic. This is the first time Tony Gonzalez, who gets paid a lot of money to look very, very pretty and say very little, did say something about Russell Wilson.
Just looking at him and his career, his legacy, like you talked about, if ever there was somebody who played himself out of a Hall of Fame, it's Russell Wilson.
Really?
And I say that because look at what's happened ever since he left Seattle. When he was in Seattle, he was the man. He was making these good plays. He won a Super Bowl, went to two of them. But as soon as he left there, he went to Denver, signed that big old deal. They paid him $39 million to leave. He goes to Pittsburgh, plays there 1 year. There he's out of there. Now he goes here and has three games. I just don't know if it's going to get any better. And I don't want to see him on a sideline holding a clipboard.
So you're very much under the "what have you done for me lately" thing, and taking away the first decade of his career.
Absolutely, and I just don't think he's done himself any favor since he left Seattle. And I don't know how's it going to get better.
I mean, he's spot on, by the way. I don't think he said anything wrong there.
I mean,
like, for 9 years he was great, and then as soon as he left, I think he damaged himself.
Yeah, but this Hall of Fame is such an interesting metric to judge on. Now, obviously, Tony is in the Hall of Fame. Andrew Whitworth will be in the Hall of Fame at some point. Not sure about Richard Sherman. But the reality of the Hall of Fame is that if you can create a narrative about yourself, then you're likely to get in.
Yeah, guess what Russell Wilson's narrative is.
And so the challenge to him is, how do you correct the recent narrative?
I don't think you can.
No, you can't, unless you ignore it.
Unless you Warner it and go somewhere else and win, which I don't think he's going to do.
Kurt Warner was one place else and won. And then he was with the greatest show on turf.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Came here.
Right.
And then went to Arizona.
And then won.
Russell Wilson has been to Denver, two coaches, Pittsburgh. Excused after the season.
Oh, absolutely. No, I know he's got more kind of X's on his resume.
Would be his third X.
Yeah.
And then going to find someplace else where he would go have great success.
It's so true what Tony Gonzalez said, and in a weird way, it's unfortunate because for the first 10 years of Russell Wilson's career, the 10 years he was in Seattle, they went to two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
He won 104 games, lost 53. He put up massive numbers, so you had the stats, you had the winning, you had the success. I think at age 33, in his last year in Seattle, I don't think Russell Wilson as a Hall of Famer would have even been a discussion.
Yeah.
But what happened over the last 4 years, and you described it, Denver, and Tony described it,
right.
Pay him to go away, Pittsburgh, the Giants. It's unfortunately, to his point, done so much damage that it kind of does hurt
It's
everything else he did.
So if you were to go look at Kurt Warner's career, And ignore the accolades for a second.
Right.
We'll get to him in a sec. But if you were go look at his career, he led the league in completion percentage 3 times. Oh, that's fantastic. Those were those greatest show on turf years in St. Louis. He was older, obviously, because he came in the league late. He wins a Super Bowl. And those 3 years were unbelievable. They were outstanding. Led the league in passing yards 1 year at 4,800 yards. After that, in 2002 and 2003, Kurt Warner won no games.
0-7.
0-7.
With like 14 interceptions and 4 touchdowns.
Right. So he had 3 really good years.
Yeah.
1 Super Bowl, 1 loss to the Patriots. So he was in 2. He lost 1 to the Patriots. He comes to us after those 2 0-7 starts, 5-4. He goes to Arizona. He's 2-8 and 1-4.
Yeah.
And 5-6. And 9-7, and not setting the world on fire. And then he has 1 great year at the end. At 38 years old, goes 10-5, takes them to the Super Bowl. And so 3 years, a lot of bad years, a great year at the end, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the story.
Because you tell an amazing story 100%. About Kurt Warner. Now, look, he did make the All-Pros twice. I think Russ has done that as well. 4 Pro Bowls, that is what it is. It's just a voting thing. Did he win an MVP?
Kurt Warner? I think he did. Yeah, he won 2. Won 2?
Yeah, so 2 MVPs.
That's what helps him, though. Like, there was a time for a short period of time where Kurt Warner was the best quarterback in the
NFL.
But
it was a short period of time.
Very short.
And so...
Very short, yes.
When you look at him relative to some of the other quarterbacks that played in this era that are going to be Hall of Famers, and you say, who was better? It was who? It wasn't Kurt Warner, but he had a story.
It's the story, and it's also, and they do this in baseball all the time, is it better to be the best of the best for 3 years?
Yes.
Or just really good for 12?
Right, and it only works for quarterbacks.
Yes.
Right? It doesn't work for most other positions.
Yeah. I think about it in baseball a lot because I think I brought this up to you about Johan Santana, that for like a 4-year period, shut up. He was the best.
Right.
But it's not enough. You know, and it's just the way it is. Now, the other thing I found interesting was Richard Sherman. Because Richard Sherman has an opinion on Russell Wilson. And of course, Richard played with Russell Wilson. Here's what he said.
I think you got to judge his career off when the Legion of Boom was there. He had a legendary defense, an all-time defense, and how much success he had. And then without that legendary defense, the success he had. Without that legendary defense, he's been 4-11, 7-8, 0-3 to start with the Giants. Like, he was a winning football player in Seattle, and people said, hey, winning is football player, all this good stuff, all these accolades, and now you get to go on your own and you get to prove, hey, I'm this great quarterback. I'm this guy that's going to be dominant, and it just hasn't worked out that way.
Can I defend Richard Sherman? Richard Sherman, I thought, gave, again, like a pretty fair opinion on Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. You don't have to agree with it.
Yeah.
Richard Sherman, I heard Boomer say this morning too, is being punished for being a teammate of Russell Wilson. Like, he can't criticize Russ because if he does, it must mean he hates him. He's paid to analyze football on Thursday Night Football.
That's right.
What's he supposed to say? Lie? Oh, he's the best. And also, I admit, there's probably ego involved, too.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Sherman is one of the faces of the Legion of Boom.
Yeah.
I understand him saying, we won championships. He won championships because of me, because of my defense. So I really have no issue with what Richard said. You could disagree with him, but the idea that, he's only saying it because he doesn't like Russ, or he's only saying it because he likes Russ. I mean, he's in a position where he can't say anything because he was his teammate. That's ridiculous.
I think it's a little different. You could tell in the tinge of his voice. Well, I don't disagree what he said.
Excuse me, you could tell with the what?
The tinge in his
voice. So now you're just basing on how his voice sounded?
Well, it was just the idea of he was salivating at the idea of
getting a chance to
talk about this. And this would be the question back that you can't. It's unfair because he's analyzing. Richard Sherman, what the hell was your career after you left Russell Wilson?
That's not, but he's not talking about his career.
Right.
I understand.
That's not fair,
he's not.
I know this is unpopular because it's just, hey, let's bash Richard Sherman because you don't like him or he had some stuff off the field.
But he's also kind of wrong.
That's fine, but he's okay. It's okay for him to be wrong without it being a vendetta.
I know.
Why can't he just give his opinion?
Early in Russ's career, their offense was dependent upon the run game. But there were years where he threw for 34 touchdowns. Twice, 35 once, 40 in 2020. 2019, he had 31. And very limited interceptions. He's in double-digit interceptions 4 times in his career, or 5 times if you count his rookie season. 5 times in 17 years, right? Or no, 15 years, because this is 15. 5 times in 15 years, he had double-digit interceptions. Most of the times, he's single digits, is 5, 6 8-3 this year. But like there's a lot of success in Russ's career
100%.
As a passer.
Right, but I think what he's saying is, and I'd argue this just as a football fan, the Legion of Boom defense is one of the great defenses of all time. Mm. They were number one in points allowed 4 straight years.
Right.
Dude, that's 85 Bears kind of dominance.
No doubt.
And so, yes, Russ put up good numbers. I'm not trying to minimize them either, but when you think of why Seattle won the Super Bowl and went to 2 of them, isn't it more on the back of that dominant defense? And picking apart Richard Sherman's career is irrelevant to this discussion.
It is.
Because we're not talking about Richard Sherman's career. We're talking about he's giving an opinion on Russell Wilson.
But
he's not allowed to have one.
But Russell Wilson won 104 games with Seattle. Yeah. I know some of it was the defense. It wasn't all the defense. 104-53-1 was his career.
I think a lot
that's
of it.
That's a hell of a record.
I agree with you, but compared to Eli.
Eli,
it's not even close.
Who's going to be a Hall of Famer, right, is 117-117. So,
when did Eli have a number one defense 4 years in a row?
Yeah, but it's,
I have no vendetta. I promise you. I'm just describing that Seahawk team and how dominant it was on the defensive side of the ball. I'm not minimizing Russell Wilson.
No, you're not
I'm just
wrong.
Pointing that out.
No, you're not wrong.
Thank you.
I think just what's getting lost in here is, yes, Richard Sherman is being an analyst, but this isn't the first time. Richard Sherman's basically entire post-Legion of Boom career has been about taking down Russell Wilson. So
maybe he doesn't think he's that good.
Clearly.
Is that illegal because he was his teammate?
No.
Yeah, but
clearly.
He was good, though.
I know he was good. You could also acknowledge, I think the problem is everybody knows the Legion of Boom is probably the main reason that they were like a Super Bowl team back
then.
They were
a double-digit win season every single year.
Mm-hmm. But I believe that Legion of Boom team, because they have been so vocal about this, goes out of their way to further discredit Russell Wilson, where he does deserve some credit for what they did there. And I think that's where it becomes unfair.
Right. It is a team game.
No question. And you brought up Eli. The thing about Eli, and it goes back to your original point about the story, right? When you leave the team you're known for and you bounce around the league and things aren't great, fair or not, it hurts you, man. It just hurts you. If Eli Manning had ever left the Giants bounced around the league.
If you're good, you're fine.
Yeah, if you're Peyton Manning, to one team, but he bounced and he was fine. If you bounce around the league and it's not good, it hurts you. And I think Eli Manning is such a great example in comparing in that it never got hurt by him bouncing around the league. Now, did it get hurt by the fact the Giants were bad for a few years? I guess a little bit.
Yeah.
But not nearly as much.
But not really. You forgave it.
Yeah.
If the Steelers missed the playoffs this year, does Aaron Rodgers' legacy get hurt by the last 3 years bouncing around and not making the playoffs?
I'll tell you the difference. Right. Yes, it does.
He was a surefire Hall of Famer before he ever left the Green Bay Packers.
Exactly.
He was 38 years old when he left the Packers.
And
I think two MVPs.
Eli and Russ are more closer to the middle. Did it hurt Greg Maddux's legacy?
No.
He's one of the great, you could argue he's the greatest pitcher you ever saw.
Right.
Did it bother Randy Johnson bouncing around the Yankees and the Giants and back to, no. If you're that great, if you're Tom Brady, if you're Randy Johnson, if you're Greg Maddux, if you're Peyton Manning, and if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're on such a level where maybe it hurts you to some people, but there's no questions. When you are a little bit closer the way Russ is, the way Eli would be, the way Phillip Rivers would be, the way other guys would, it's different.
All right. I live with that.
Wow, he allowed us
final
word.
The age is a card. He left it a different age than Aaron Rodgers.
I could speak from experience on this. When you're overly positive, I think you rub people a lot the wrong way. So I do think there's probably a little bit of a vendetta against Russell Wilson.
That's your most reflective comment you've ever made.
Also,
so they're like, shut up.
Because you know why?
Shut up already.
What did Marshawn Lynch do after he left Seattle? He did nothing with the Raiders. Did he hurt his Hall of Fame resume? Why is he going after the positive guy? I think when you're overly positive, for the most part, people are miserable, and they don't like because they think positive people are phony.
So you think you're very similar to Russell Wilson?
I think in 20 years from now, Sal Licata and Evan Roberts will be doing a podcast and going, man, that positive Tommy, he really hurt his Hall of Fame career after he left WFAN. Because you guys are already calling it BS shtick. So I think when you're positive, you put a little bit of a target on you.
I mean, you might have.
Am I wrong,
he has a little bit of a point.
I keep the receipts. Right. I know what's being talked about me in the Rico.
Right, because you guys hate on him. I'm talking about Met fans.
Yeah.
And you. Hate on him because he's always positive.
Evan does on the recall.
Is it that or outwardly calling yourself generational and the future of something?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being confident.
Damn right.
Right. Why are you hating on him for being confident in his own skill set?
That's right. Maybe you should get some more confidence. Maybe one less podcast and a little bit more confidence. Right.
Now you're killing me for working harder?
Go get cocky, Sean.
Speaking of the podcast, great question came up this morning on the show that comes on before the morning show.
It's not a podcast.
What's it called?
It's called The Warm-Up Show with Al and Jerry.
The Warm-Up Show. So Al Dukes obviously referred to a conversation we had yesterday about throwing dog poop into garbage cans or not. And so in referring to Sean Morash and myself, he did bring up the Sean podcast thing and posed a very good question. For those that are not aware, Sean Morash, still with us, still part of Evan and Tiki, still doing One Giant Step, the podcast here. He's joined Jomboy Media's Talking Giants. And so it led to Al Dukes wondering this.
So Morash got another job. He's co-hosting the Jomboy Giants podcast. I think they would have had to figure it out before the season started. We're 3 games in.
We are 3 games in. Better late than never.
I suppose, yeah.
Better late
Jackson
than never.
Jackson Dart era.
How do you explain that? Like, we're 3 weeks in. Why is this starting now? I'm happy for you, and we're plugging it, Talking Giants. Right. Download, download, download.
Were you doing stuff with them before?
Yeah. I was not. I can't speak to a company's decision before a season starts. I have no idea why.
Okay. Yeah. I was just curious. I thought Al asked a great question. Also, the reason I heard this is because yesterday on the program, you missed this, Teak. I was asking questions about cleaning up our dogs, you know, poop.
Yes.
And it came up from Sean that he routinely will throw his dog's feces in random garbage cans in his neighborhood, to which I told him, you can't do that. That's wrong.
Huh.
It led to a lot of angry callers, a lot of angry debate. I looked at Al Dukes as a beacon of kind of hope in this, like right. He would give an honest opinion. He walks his dog 150 times a day. So I texted him.
Right.
And Al relayed that story earlier this morning.
When you're walking your dog and it poops and you pick up the poop, do you think it's okay to put that poop bag in somebody's garbage can that's like just somebody's house in town? And I said, no, that's not okay. That's frowned upon. And Evan said, I thought so too. Sean Morash feels otherwise. So the next guy go out and I walk my dog and a guy rides by on a bike. He goes, you better not put that poop bag in my garbage can.
Nice.
Now, Tiki. What do you do with the poop?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hold it till I get home.
You would never put it in someone else's can.
Okay. Never.
Did it again this morning.
Well, we have a term for the groups of people that decide to throw the feces in someone else's garbage
can.
Bunch
of bitches.
That's true, yeah. That's what we call them, yeah. Huh. Anyone watching this Ryder Cup, you know what we call them?
Bunch of bitches.
You know what we call all the liberals out there?
Bunch of bitches.
The conservatives?
Bunch of bitches.
MAGA?
Bunch of bitches.
My wife?
Bunch
no,
of bitches.
No, no, no. Hey.
What was that? I was in autograph mode there. I'm like Ricky Bobby. I'm hitting the button. You can't slip that in on me. That was you that did that, not me. That was Evan Roberts, if you're listening, Evan's
You're right.
Wife.
Evan Ooh. Roberts is what?
Oh, boy. Now you got me all off.
Bunch of bitches.
What about Sean and everybody he knows?
Bunch of bitches.
What about all the Rico listeners?
Bunch of bitches.
What about our bosses?
Bunch of bitches.
Wow. Show over a job, I guess, in that one.
For those that want to know the origins of the Bob game, the bunch of
bunch
Bob
of bitches.
Game, rewind the Odyssey app to about 3:10, and you'll get the full details. More of your calls next at 888-808-1019. Plus, we start to set you up for a very important weekend for the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. It's Evan and Tiki on. It's WFN Evan and Tiki on a football final baseball weekend of the year Friday, a very hot summer Friday. More on the Yankees and Mets and what they need to do this weekend. We'll make our NFL picks later as well. But let's get to some more of your calls, 888-808-1019. A lot on the table, the debut of Jackson Dart, everyone hating on Russell Wilson, a lot going on. Anthony is in Orange, Connecticut. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to say something quick about the Tony Gonzalez comment. I don't think that opinion was his because Kornheiser or Wilbon said it earlier yesterday on PTI.
Oh.
So I think he was just regurgitating something.
He ripped it. Oh, man.
So Tony Gonzalez finally gives an opinion, and he stole it from Kornheiser.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey, guys. How we doing?
Good.
Listen, I think this weekend is one of the, you know, I can't remember a weekend with this much going on and excitement in terms of in this area. But I definitely think that both Yankee and Met fans are going to be happy at the end of the weekend. I think both teams are going to be okay. I'm not sure, though, you know, looking forward to the Mets in L.A., I don't know about that. But I think they will get in. I think they'll pick two or three from the fish and be okay.
Well, I hope you are right. And I think with the Yankees, in terms of fans being happy on Monday morning, as long as they don't blow the division,
yeah.
And what I mean by that is they get to Sunday, it's all right in front of them, as Aaron Boone likes to say, win and you win the division, and they lose. I think then it would be a disappointment. I think for now, as much as you want the American League East, as you should, it makes a big difference, it's like...
Right.
It's almost found money in a way, considering how far they've had to come back and how well they've had to play recently to even put themselves in this position.
Yeah, if you haven't been following it, they're 6-1 in their last 7 games, whereas the Blue Jays are 1-6. So they made up that 5-game deficit. I don't want to say it was easy because they were some tough games in there, but Toronto didn't do themselves any favors.
And the Blue Jays also faced a lot of bad luck.
Yeah.
The call that went against George Springer.
That
there
was
were
great.
Few calls this week.
I saw it on social media, the whole John Boyd breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
With George, it was amazing.
George Springer at the end of it saying, hey, if you want the Yankees to win the AL East, just let me know. Give it to them. Meanwhile, you're playing the Red Sox. How about you go beat them?
Yes.
So is that a fair representation, Sean, on how you'd feel? Like, you want to win the division. Unless you blow it and it's in front of you and you lose a game, it's tough to be like... mad coming out of this weekend.
It would only be mad, honestly, if the Yankees do lose a game. Like, if they win out and the Jays win out, you're not mad. You're set up now. You know you're even. You know you have to gain a game, and you're playing the lowly Baltimore Orioles playing for nothing, and you're at home. I think if you drop a game and the Jays drop a game, you have every right to be pissed off at the Yankees.
Toronto is playing Tampa. The Yankees are playing the Orioles. Here's what we know. The Yankees are hosting their first-round series. They're either hosting the wild-card series,
mm-hmm.
which would begin Tuesday, and a game on Wednesday with a potential game on Thursday, or they're jumping up and they're hosting the divisional series, which would begin Saturday. And here's the other thing I know. We have pulled it off. Actually, I can't say we. Tiki pulled it off. Next week. Whether it's for the wild card series or it's the DS, we are going to give you a chance to win New York Yankee playoff tickets. So thank you, T.
Every home game, we got you tickets. We got you covered. So you got to be sure to be dialed in on those days.
Good work. I wasn't going to be able to pull that off. I wanted to, but Tiki's kind of a big deal. You
know, couldn't a side text
I know
me,
some
give me
people.
A couple?
Know some people there, here, there. I mean, we might be broadcasting from there, Sean, so...
All right, cool.
Well, you know, like till 8:30.
Oh, okay, all right.
The last time we broadcasted at Yankee Stadium, and I apologize because I know it's a bad memory, but I will never forget this. So it's game five, it's Yankees Dodgers. We do the show. And I say to Sean, hey, Ricky Ricardo and the crew, everybody who works on Spanish Yankees, they've invited us to hang out in the booth. I mean, they're all great guys. And I'm like, you should hang out with me. I did it the night before. So I'm sitting in this chair where I can see the entire game in the back of the booth. And because, hey, I kind of got us invited, I'm in the chair. Sean is more standing around. Mm. When the Yankees were imploding in that famous inning, Sean is on the ground. Sean is praying to the gods. I even snuck a video of him, and I feel bad because it was a horrendous.
It's a broadcast booth. There's no cheering, Sean.
That's why I was pretty silent, actually. I think that's why.
Oh, no, he was silent. It was low, but it was some of the greatest video I've ever taken. Are you going to allow me to release some of the unseen videos of you breaking down?
Am I aware that you have video of me?
Well, now you are.
I think I'd almost like to see it before you did, but that was, you caught me as raw a sports moment as you could have, and I think that maybe you should go to the grave with that.
No, I know. Well, I'm thinking about it. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Let's go to Darian in Hamden, Connecticut. Hey, Darian.
Hey, what's up, Evan and Tiki?
What's up, dude?
What's up?
So I just wanted to make a point about the Giants' offensive line. I've been hearing over the past couple of days, throughout the week, talking about how bad it is and how Dart's going to have to run for his life and everything. I went and looked at the statistics, and they rank out as the 16th best offensive line, which is mid, which is around the Chiefs, the Eagles, which everybody says they have a good offensive line.
Right.
Why is everybody saying the Giants have a bad offensive line then?
Yeah, I agree with you, Darren. I don't think that narrative is still the case with this Giant offensive line.
I don't think it's the sieve it used to be.
No, it definitely is not, and maybe part of that is getting the ball out quicker with Russ because he's decisive, or he had been decisive in most of these games so far. But I think with John Runyon, at least, and John Michael Schmitz and Van Roten and Illuminor, they were there last year.
Here's a question. Is Andrew Thomas going to play every snap? Or are we going to do this 50-50 crap?
I think we get closer to it this week. From what we've heard.
Yes, that was it, from what we heard.
He had no issue or repercussion from playing, what was it, 25, 6 snaps last week? Something like that. Whatever it was he played last week. There was no negative side effect. He feels fine, etc. I think he plays the whole game this week.
That helps.
It helps a lot.
Yes.
But in his stead, Marcus Bowe was not bad.
He was not bad.
And so, no, maybe he did give up one or a couple, whatever it was.
He wasn't bad, but he's not sack. Andrew Thomas.
Exactly.
That's
right.
How I'd phrase it.
Andrew Thomas had a perfect pass grade.
We'll get to more of your calls. Plus, we try to answer the most important question in a few short minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.